Our Inside Appalachia team is working on an upcoming episode about aviation. We've been asking people about their first or favorite flight memory. This morning, we'll hear a taste of what some of you have already submitted. You'll hear from Benny Mallory first. He built an airport in South Charleston in 1973, and to this day, operates a flight school.
Honey, I could tell you stories that take all day. I flew commercially for probably every politician in town, I think. I flew with John F. Kennedy before he was president. I took him to Bluefield and dropped him off. About all it was, a very nice guy. I enjoyed him. Oh, yeah, I've been around a while.
My name is Andrew York. I grew up in Chapmanville, West Virginia. I started flying when I was 17 years old, when I was in high school, and I did start flying at the McDonald Airfield, which is also known as the Taplin Airport. I'm currently a professional pilot.
Well, my name is Terrell Webb. I taught in Logan County for 30 years. My first flight was in the summer of 1959, and after that first flight, I was hooked.
I've had a wonderful life, honey. My wife and I have been together. We're going to have her 71 anniversary. She would fly anywhere with me. She wasn't a great aviator, but she was a great supporter of me. When our kids was born, she'd set them on her lap and go with me.
A pilot never forgets the first solo. And I was more excited about my first solo than I was the day I got my license. And I was more excited the day I soloed than all the other licenses and ratings I've got after my private pilot's license. You never forget your first solo, because up until that point, you're learning how to fly, and you still got a long way to go to continue to learn, obviously, and to get your license. But man, that first solo, and when you finally get to do it, it's the first time you ever fly an airplane by yourself. It's only one time.
My first flight, I got to sit up front next to the pilot, and it was just kind of like magic. All of a sudden, you're rolling down the runway, and then you're off and you're up into the air. It's just a different view of the world from a couple thousand feet up.
I line up on the runway down here at Taplin and I take off. And as soon as I broke ground, and I was like, wow, this plane got off the ground a lot quicker. And then it hit me. I was like, I got to land this thing because I'm by myself now. But this is it. It's just the good Lord and myself now. I just circled back around in a 180, made the best landing of my life.
Aviation has been a big part of us and still is. Aviation is a part of West Virginia, and you can get places in a hurry. This is my home. It's going to always be my home. I've been all over the world, and I've seen everything, and I ain't seen nothing as good as this old mud up here. And I'm going to be on this mountain until they put me underground.
That was produced by our Southern Coalfields reporter, Caitlin Tan. We're still looking for stories, by the way, and photos of your favorite flight in Appalachia. Send us an email to insideappalachia@wvpublic.org, and we may use your story in an upcoming episode we're working on about flight in our region.